Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness, from how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between. No topic is off limits. I know there's so much information out there, so I'm bringing on expert guests and sharing my own experiences to help you sift through all the wellness stuff without the BS. Enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the second episode of 2024. I feel like we have good energy this year already. I feel like it's better energy than 2023. And as you know, I have so many exciting things coming for the show. So stay tuned for all of that. But I am really excited about today's episode. I was so happy to have my guest on. She and I kind of became Instagram buddies over the last many months. And she runs one of my favorite accounts, which is the Eastern Philosophy. So my guest is Nina Chung. She is the founder of the Eastern Philosophy. It's a traditional Chinese medicine online shop and social media platform. If you want to go down a fascinating rabbit hole, go to her Instagram or her TikTok. And the mission of the Eastern Philosophy is to provide an evidence-based and primary source-focused approach to content and sharing about Chinese medicine. And she is also studying history of medicine at the Johns Hopkins Graduate School of Medicine. So she is a wealth of knowledge. And it's so fascinating to learn from her about some of the history of Western medicine, where things derive from, why there are certain attitudes and approaches, and conversely, hear about Eastern medicine and, you know, the thousands of years of rich history behind that. It's just so interesting. So she was born in China, and with one parent in China and one in the US, she grew up going to Chinese medicine practitioners from a young age, finding success with herbal medicine to resolve several chronic health issues that were not alleviated with Western medicine. And she also spent much of her formative years at a medical research lab at Penn Medical School, where her mom worked, which reinforced the importance of evidence-based research early on. So the idea behind the Eastern Philosophy began when Nina was in college, and she hoped that one day she could help introduce Chinese herbal medicine to a Western audience, but felt there wasn't enough interest at the time. But then she noticed that more and more people were questioning the medical system that we have here. There was growing skepticism of things like pharmaceutical drugs, and people were seeking more natural solutions. So she began researching and writing about clinical studies on Eastern medicine as a passion project, basically just hoping to introduce people who were new to TCM in a way that authentically captured the history and the culture behind it. And that project quickly amassed a large growing on social media, and she eventually launched the online shop portion of it during lockdown. So if you are looking for alternative approaches to really common issues that we all deal with, go to the Eastern Philosophy. And we also talk a lot about, you know, various symptoms that we all experience and how to treat those symptoms and those issues using Chinese medicine and so much more. It's such a fascinating episode. So please enjoy Nina Chung. So excited to have you here. I can't remember when I started following your account. I think I found you a while back on TikTok. We were just talking about how you grew a lot on TikTok during the pandemic. Right. But I think it was the video that you did about tinnitus. I developed tinnitus in 2020, not post-COVID or anything. And for anybody who's experienced it, it can be really grating, to say the absolute least, and it can really interfere with quality of life, I think. So I actually turned to Chinese medicine when I wasn't having any luck with Western medicine. And that's when I was introduced really to acupuncture and then herbs and things like that. So that was when I initially found you. And then we kind of became IG friends over the last few months. And so I'm really excited to have you here. And my audience is really excited too. So welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So I think I wanted to start by just talking about why you think there is a growing interest right now in Chinese medicine. And maybe you can tell us some of the fundamental principles of Chinese medicine for anybody who's unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there are definitely a few reasons why there's suddenly like this huge growth in interest in TCM, which stands for traditional Chinese medicine. Part of that, I think, is a loss of faith in Western biomedical or, you know, allopathic medicine. And a lot of that has to do with a increase in chronic health conditions, which Western medicine is, let's say, less good at addressing, and also, you know, women's health. So Chinese medicine, obviously, you know, it's the longest running medical system in the world. And it's also, in terms of gynecological disorders, a wealth of knowledge. The oldest gynecology book is actually one from Chinese medicine around, I think, 200 AD. And there's, it was also the oldest like medical book on differential diagnosis. So there's a lot of wisdom, you know, from historical sources, as well as an increase in clinical trials on Chinese medicine herbal formulas or on acupuncture or, you know, a variety of other healing modalities. So I think that's all kind of driven this interest in TCM specifically. And I guess COVID has been kind of a controversial topic for some people. But one thing that did come out of that is I do think there's a lot of people questioning clinical trials and how the system works, in especially in U.S. healthcare. So whether, you know, you have one view or another about COVID specifically, a lot of people in the medical establishment even have called out, like, you know, pharmaceutical interests, corrupting studies. A large number of current interventions, general medical interventions, being shown to be either ineffective or harmful. Like one recent study showed that 40% of current health interventions are ineffective or harmful. And another showed that 94% of current interventions aren't really supported by high quality evidence. So, you know, as more of these findings come out, especially previously undisclosed findings about the pharmaceutical industry's financial funding of certain trials, I had more people questioning whether this idea of like evidence-based medicine is truly supported by high quality data.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of the Chinese medicine is evidence-based as well. I mean, everything that you share, right, is evidence-based, and you share, at least on your website and I know on your accounts as well, studies to back up the supports that, you know, are claimed pertaining to whatever it is that you're sharing about.
Yeah, for sure. I guess the main difference is that, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with this, but herbal formulas aren't patentable. Mm-hmm. So there's usually not any sort of corporate interests behind studies on herbal medicine, unless, you know, there are certain drug companies or like other types of companies that are extracting some of these compounds and then they end up patenting the compound. It's a hard word to say, patenting. Mm-hmm. So in, you know, in those cases, they can be funding some of those trials. But in general, like if you look at, let's say, trials on a really popular formula called Jiawei Xiaoyaosan, no one really benefits because it's widely available. Like you can find it from hundreds of different manufacturers and you can make it at home. So there's not really inherent biases in these trials.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking and what I was going to say. It seems like there would be absolutely no bias because nobody is profiting off right. of
no one is profiting
herbs.
Right. And that's also probably why, you know, it hasn't really been studied as much in US healthcare or like in US research. I guess one good thing to come out of traditional Chinese medicine has kind of undergone a lot of challenges in East Asia. But one good thing to come out of all of that is that there is a lot more academic interest in performing trials mm-hmm. and designing trials. So we are seeing a lot more really high quality research come out, including like placebo control, double blind studies, including, you know, really large participant sizes. So that's, I think, probably just going to make more and more people, especially the Western medical establishment, feel, I guess, more interested in TCM, but also feel that these solutions are comparable or possibly even better than some Western medical interventions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know when it comes to acupuncture, which we can touch on a little bit, I was actually very encouraged because when I was dealing with this health stuff that I was dealing with the last few months, I was seeing one of the top neurologists at Cedars-Sinai, and he refers patients to my acupuncturist who came here 30 years ago from China. He was a doctor there, and he does studies regenerating stem cells and mm-hmm. things like that. But I was like, okay, this is improvement, it seems, at least with this one individual where there is the referral and it's not just this very myopic viewpoint of healthcare, which I think a lot of Western doctors maybe have. And that's, I always like to say, I'm not like knocking it. My dad's a doctor, right. friends who are doctors. But I remember when I was initially dealing with that tinnitus issue too, I was talking to a friend of mine who was a surgeon, and he did residency in New York City, and he said that people who came in who had vestibular issues, some of them they would put on benzodiazepines and some of them they would send to acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And I think the people who went to acupuncture had better outcomes than the people who were put on
wow.
the benzodiazepines, yeah. which we know is like the vestibular suppressant. Right. So it's interesting. It seems like there might be more of an integration, at least with that aspect of it. I definitely know some gynecologists in LA who incorporate herbs as well into their practice mm-hmm. and not just medication.
Yeah, that's really heartening to hear. I do yeah. think, you know, acupuncture is becoming more widely accepted in US healthcare. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of hospitals now even have an acupuncture wing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, or I didn't even know that.
Departments.
Wow.
So it's really popular, especially for cancer patients.
Mm.
I saw one study that said acupuncture, you know, we actually have seen that it's more effective than like Tylenol, and there's actually more support for mechanism of action or more understanding than, you know, a lot of like remedies that we take for granted in terms of like, you know, their effectiveness and how we know it works.
Mm-hmm. We have all seen the ins and outs of 2024 social media posts, and I have to say the biggest out for me this year are toxic products. I am making a really concerted effort to overhaul my products from my self-care products to my home products, which are often the biggest offenders. And for my home, I made the switch to Branch Basics. Okay, these are my absolute favorite products because they are non-toxic, they're hypoallergenic, free of fragrance, free of hormone disruptors. Go back and listen to my episode with Dr. Jordan Geller if you want to hear about just how much our hormones and our bodies are affected by these toxins in common household products. They're free of harmful preservatives. They are baby, kid, and pet safe, and they are also cost effective. So I have been using their laundry set for a long time. I was actually starting to get rashes from the products that were being used to wash clothes and sheets and all of that. So I switched to Branch Basics a while ago and all of that stopped. But I also really love their hand soap. I love their dishwashing detergent. Their premium starter kit will provide you with everything you need to replace all of your toxic cleaning products in your home. And one of my favorite things is that they have a refill model. So once you run out, the only thing you need to repurchase is the concentrate and the oxygen boost. And like I said, if you suffer from eczema, allergies, or asthma, make the switch to Branch Basics. You can save 15% on your starter kit or their new hand soap when you use the code THEBLONDEFILES at www.branchbasics.com. Again, the code is THEBLONDEFILES for 15% off when you purchase a starter kit or their new gel hand soap.
I used to care so much about portraying a perfect life and acting like everything was okay when really things were far from it. I was secretly struggling with my mental health and wondering if other people were too. That's why I created RealPod. Hi, I'm Victoria Garrick Brown, and every Wednesday I host the types of conversations that most of us only have in therapy. RealPod brings you the heart-to-heart moments we all need to be having and will leave you feeling comforted no matter where you're at in life. So leave the filters at the door because it's time to get real. Tune into RealPod wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that in the beginning of the year, so many people are either doing dry January or just trying to cut back on alcohol consumption, but maybe you want to feel like you can still socialize, you want to have that drink in your hand, you want to feel like you are enjoying a drink without the effects of alcohol. So Heineken 00 is the perfect alcohol-free option to the original Heineken that you love. It has 100% of the taste, but 0.0% alcohol. So that means it's perfect for all of the times where you would like a beer, but cannot have that alcohol, whether you are skiing, maybe you have a working lunch with afternoon presentations, you definitely would not want to get tipsy before that. Or like I said, if you're giving up alcohol for dry January, but you don't want to actually give up drinking, now you can. Post-workout drinks, now you can. Friday night birthday party with an early morning run. Now you can. You can do all of the things that you enjoy doing without the hangover, without the effects of alcohol. Heineken 00 is 100% of the taste, 0.0 alcohol, only 69 calories. So now you can do it all. Click the link in the show notes or the podcast description to buy now. You must be 21 plus to purchase. Please enjoy Heineken responsibly.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I do think, like, you know, gynecological disease, it's really one of the biggest challenges. And even, you know, personally, I feel like this is the case. If you are a woman in the US, there is a lot of like medical gaslighting or, you know, dismissing pain points. And the healthcare system just doesn't really seem very well set up to deal with a lot of women's issues. Mm-hmm. Even like, you know, US trials, I think most people know this, but they largely exclude female test subjects from the evidence gathering. Like 80% of trials actually exclude female test subjects. Wow. That's including animals. And scientists have basically thought that, you know, for the past number of decades, that hormones, female hormones, are just too difficult to take into account. So then you end up with, you know, drugs that don't really account for half the population. You know, often they have like way more dangerous side effects. Ambien's a really good example of this, where mm-hmm. women are disproportionately affected and harms are generally underreported as well. So obviously, you know, there are really many modern marvels of modern medicine. But I think more and more, you know, especially people in our demographic are finding that it doesn't have all the answers, mm-hmm. and that there are really effective solutions in Eastern medicine and specifically in traditional Chinese medicine, which address these issues in a really like simple way without side effects. And I think what most people are surprised by is how quickly a lot of these solutions work. Mm-hmm. One good example is like for menstrual cramps, which I think if you go to a doctor, and I've done this before, if you're just saying like, I have really severe cramps, usually they'll say, oh, I'll give you like painkillers or, you know, put you on birth control. And it just doesn't address the root cause. And this is so often the case, I feel, with allopathic medicine, is that it's actually interesting. So I'm also studying history of medicine in graduate studies at Hopkins. And, you know, one of these like most well-known historians of U.S. medicine is called Charles Rosenberg. And he wrote about how starting in the 19th century, doctors became increasingly skeptical of their ability to actually change the outcome of a lot of ailments that we have. And consequently, a lot of medicine became increasingly palliative. So they basically will try to relieve some of the symptoms, but they don't do anything about the root cause. And it's also interesting to know that like palliative comes from the Latin word palliare, which means to cloak. So you're basically, you know, trying to address illness by cloaking some of the symptoms, mm-hmm. but you're still left with, you know, the underlying issue mm-hmm. that just isn't addressed. And then sometimes it compounds and, you know, becomes something else. So yeah, Chinese medicine kind of takes the opposite approach of that, where, you know, if you go to a practitioner, the first thing they try and do is to figure out through pattern differentiation what the underlying issue you have is that's causing, you know, all of your health issues. Mm-hmm. And we might think of ourselves as healthy in like a Western biomedical sense, but oftentimes you go to, you know, a TCM practitioner and they'll say, you actually have like, you know, this issue, this deficiency, or there's always a few things that they can usually point out that shows signs of imbalance or deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You hear things like stagnation right. a lot, right? Deficiency. Mm-hmm. What are some of those common issues, if you can speak to that? I know that we were talking beforehand yeah. about like internal dampness, for mm-hmm. example.
Right.
So why don't yeah. you tell everyone about that? Because that was really fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is something, you know, I've made some videos about this on Instagram and TikTok, and we had a lot of people asking questions about it. And it seems like it really affects a significant portion of the population, especially in women. Mm-hmm. So in Western terms, a lot of conditions that have damp attributes, they might include things like hormonal imbalance, so like PCOS or hypothyroidism. They could include chronic sinus issues, eczema, metabolic disorders, basically anything. Oh, like candida overgrowth.
I think I have internal dampness, everybody.
Yeah. No, I'm very like, damp check, myself. Check. And it just manifests as, you know, sometimes it's like excess phlegm production, or, you know, you gain weight easily, or you feel bloated, or you might have like chronic fatigue syndrome, or you're just constantly feeling worn down. Or, you know, often if you go to practitioners, they'll diagnose it through seeing, you know, fluid retention in your limbs. But it basically just means you have higher than normal humidity inside your body. And it basically comes down to an ability of your body to process fluids in a correct way. And it could be, you know, due to a number of factors. So like environmental factors, if you live in a really humid, hot climate, that can actually exacerbate it because your ability to sweat regulation is disrupted, essentially. Mm. Or if you are straining your body through like overworking, overexercising, maybe, you know, not getting as much sleep as you should, or eating a poor diet, which kind of means different things in Chinese medicine versus Western medicine, but you're probably familiar with this, like eating a lot of cold foods or cold mm-hmm. drinks, or like foods that are really high in inflammation. So in TCM terms, that would also include like milk products or even whole wheat, that would also exacerbate dampness. So I think it really surprises people that cold foods are like one of the biggest villains mm-hmm. in TCM. and cold drinks, obviously, mm-hmm. because it's such a normal part of diet mm-hmm. here. And a lot of people are like, you know, having smoothies, or they're eating salads, or like having, you know, cold sodas or something. And that is like one of the worst things you can do, according to 2CM. Yeah. And it really gets people, you know, like shocked at how like
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Positively, that can impact your health.
Mm-hmm. I remember last year I had different acupuncturist who I've gone to on the show. And she said that. She said, LA is the city of bloating. All the girls here have gut issues. And it's the city of smoothies and green juices and salads, you know?
True.
And it's like,
True. The Erewhon smoothies.
Yes. Shout out Erewhon. We still love you. But
we love you. They're actually amazing.
Yeah.
They really pioneered TCM in some ways, like in LA, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
I think they were probably one of the first stores that were featuring like unapologetically featuring TCM ingredients. Mm-hmm. So their smoothies contain things like deer antler and like reishi, and they've just been really ahead of the curve.
Yes.
And I think, you know, some like TCM ingredients that people might be like, oh, what does that do? Like deer antler, mm-hmm. for example, for brain health. Mm. They've been like really big proponents of for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
love
shout out to
everyone.
Yeah, it is. It's so true that I think LA, obviously it's like also warm climate. Mm-hmm. So then constantly year round eating cold foods
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, New York, you might be drinking hot teas or mm-hmm. more warm drinks mm-hmm. from time to time. Here, you don't really have that reason to.
So if there's internal dampness, is there also internal dryness? Is there the opposite? Is that a condition that contributes to
there
various
are,
health things?
There is for sure like an element of dryness or like lack of dampness.
Mm-hmm.
But dampness is basically a condition that affects so many people for, I guess, especially in the US, like for a variety of reasons, but obviously like overwork, you know, a lot of stress, eating cold foods and drink.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to be a lot more of an issue than the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it. Let's talk about anxiety.
Okay, sure.
I know that you have a particular interest, right, in mental health, TCM mm-hmm. for mental health. You and I talked quite a bit about some of the symptoms that I was experiencing over the fall, anxiety being one of them. And you shared some really helpful things with me. What is the TCM, the Chinese medicine approach to anxiety?
I guess there are a few different approaches, but there is one, I guess, maybe the most popular kind of, you know, pattern you would associate with anxiety, probably something like liver qi stagnation. But you kind of have to remember, like, as is the case with, you know, everything, but the terms don't always directly translate mm-hmm. between Western medicine and TCM terms. So if you look at anxiety, there's actually like countless different presentations or mm-hmm. like different patterns that would all kind of fall under this umbrella of anxiety. So I'm working on a book now, and you know, I've brought in some medical historians as well to do research on classical, like ancient texts, to find basically how anxiety was viewed throughout the ages and how different mental disorders were viewed throughout the ages and what the treatment was for each one of them. So yeah, like anxiety or, you know, any mental health issue in Western science or Western medicine, it basically is one presentation, whereas mm-hmm. in TCM, it is really broken down into many, many different presentations or, you know, patterns, and they all have different treatments. One treatment might be something that is more like supplementing. I don't even want to say the name because it's so long, but there's bovine collagen and egg yolks in it to kind of like nourish your body more. And there are others that are more like sedative type herbal components. But I think probably the most popular treatment, and it's a formula I've already mentioned, it's called Jiawei Xiaoyaosan. In English, it's known as, it has a few different names, but like Free and Easy Wanderer Plus. On our site, we call it Relax Plus.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is that the Relax of, with the yeah. multiple X's?
Yeah, exactly. When
I bought that one, I think. And really? I was like, this has three X's. This is legit. I'm going to really be really relaxed.
But yeah, that's such an amazing formula. And you can see why it's, if you try it, you can mm-hmm. see why it's the most popular formula in TCM. Mm-hmm. Because not only is it used to treat anxiety and like mood disorders like depression as well, it's also the first or the most popular formula for PCOS. So mm-hmm. it's good for also like PMS or like hormonal stress. But yeah, for anxiety, in terms of looking at like clinical trials, it has been proven to be more effective than Zoloft for like depression with mild anxiety, moderate depression with mild anxiety. And for insomnia, it's also been shown to be more effective than a benzodiazepine. And the effects were felt sooner, according to the study, mm-hmm. with fewer side effects. So, you know, formulas like that, that one is actually a really well-balanced formula. So there are no known negative side effects. Mm-hmm. There's been, you know, a lot of larger trials trying to see if there were negative consequences. But it's really well-balanced formula, and it can treat a variety of disorders from anxiety to depression to, you know, PMS to like period cramps. So yeah, that one actually has a really interesting history because it kind of became the frontline treatment during the Song Dynasty, which is around like 1000 AD, 900 to 1270 or 1290 AD. And it came about because that was when there were so many young men who were taking the imperial exams in China. So it was like this huge meritocratic exam to become government bureaucrats. But that was like the position everyone wanted. And because also of this, like Song Dynasty in China was a really vibrant and cosmopolitan society. And because of the stresses of like entering into this increasingly cosmopolitan society and like anxieties of studying for this exam, mm-hmm. that formula kind of rose to prominence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some things don't
yeah,
change.
Exactly. Yeah. So that formula became associated with this term called constraint, which is now kind of tied to depression or anxiety. And it's basically been the most popular formula ever since.
I don't know about you, but in the new year, I am always inspired to spruce up my living space. And my absolute go-to to do this is Article. Article is your one-stop shop for a curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs. They make furniture shopping so simple, and they really have gotten down the balance between style, quality, and price. Their designs really are timeless, and they can withstand moves, pets, some wear and tear. I got the Gabriola ivory boucle chairs a couple years ago, and I have moved them into a different place, and my dog has jumped all over them, and they still look good as new. And just the design is so chic and classic. It's something that will never go out of style, and you can move it whether you want it to be in your living room or your bedroom, however you want to switch it up. I have been eyeing the Gabriola bench as well for the end of my bed, so I think that is the next purchase that I'm going to make. They also have amazing decor, great outdoor furniture, so really anything that you need. Article believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices as well. Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the U.S. and Canada, plus they will not leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time, and they will send you updates every step of the way. It is completely seamless, and Article's knowledgeable customer care team is there when you need them to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free. I cannot say enough good things about Article. So right now, Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/blonde, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/blonde for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Since we are being more cognizant of the chemicals and toxins that we are exposing ourselves to in 2024, we have to look at period care products. This is often an overlooked category. I think we think so much about self-care, beauty products, household products, food, but when it comes to period care, this is something that we are literally putting inside our body, into our bloodstream once a month. So I made the switch to Cora recently, and I absolutely love them. So they are comfortable period care products that really work, and they are made with clean ingredients that we can feel good about. So they're made from 100% organic cotton. Their pads and liners are made with breathable organic cotton top sheets. And with their tampons, not only are they made without pesticides, chlorine, and fragrance, which most tampons have, they also have plant-based compact applicators that are made from sugarcane. So you can definitely feel good about using Cora. You can go to cora.life/blonde and use my promo code blonde and get 20% off all Cora products. Again, that's cora.life/blonde, and the promo code is blonde. You can also pick up Cora products at your local Target or CVS, or you can have it delivered directly to your door by visiting my special URL, again, cora.life/blonde. In 2024, we are being more efficient. We are not going to be taking a million different supplements. We are just going to take things that are targeted and really work. And this is why everybody needs Armra colostrum in their routine. So I've talked about this a lot on Instagram, and the response has been crazy. I'm sure you're all familiar with Armra. We've seen it all over Instagram. I have to say I was a skeptic, but a follower recommended that I start taking it last summer. And I have to say the results were amazing. So if you're wondering what exactly is colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life. It contains all of the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. And Armra colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum. They source it from a surplus, so we're not taking it from any babies. And it harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that rebuild the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for a host of research-backed health benefits. So think strengthened immunity. It can help to ignite metabolism. It's anti-inflammatory. It really helps to fortify gut health. It's amazing for the gut barrier, and it keeps irritants out. I have actually found that since taking Armra consistently, I can eat things that used to irritate my gut. It helps to activate hair growth and skin radiance. This is one thing that I keep hearing over and over from followers who DM me whenever I post about Armra. They say that their hair, their skin has never been better. It can also help to power fitness performance and recovery. It has powerful anti-aging benefits. So really, it does so much. And also, it tastes amazing. So I love the blood orange. I look forward to it daily. I also like the watermelon. I have the watermelon individual packs, which are so great for traveling. And they also have unflavored, if that is more your jam. But definitely give it a try. And we have worked out a special offer for my audience. You can receive 15% off your first order. Just go to tryarmra.com/blonde or enter blonde to get 15% off your first order. That's TryArmra.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
/blonde. Something I was thinking about, I don't know if I'll even be able to articulate this right, but you were talking about how there are so many different causes of anxiety in Chinese medicine, whereas I feel like in Western medicine, we just say, I'm anxious, and that's right. It. And you're given medication. And I was in therapy recently, and I just said, yeah, I just have such bad anxiety. And she said, well, what does it feel like? And I said, I don't know. It's just like anxious. She's like, but why do you think it's anxiety? Like, why do you call it anxiety? And I was like, I couldn't really answer it. And I just thought that was kind of paradigm shifting for me, because it's just this blanket term. And for me, my anxiety can show up around my period. It's, you know, tension and kind of agitation, like physical, but it's not mental. And then there's anxiety, anticipatory anxiety. That's something else. And then there's anxiety that I think is pure physiological that I don't know what it is. And like acupuncture, for example, really helps, you know, and she looks at my tongue and she's like, oh, you're this, that, and the other. And she works on me and then I'm good. But I think that they're just, I don't know if there's just not the time, or I don't know why in Western medicine it's really just approached that way. But I guess it goes back to what you were saying about, you know, it's more palliative than, what was the other word you said?
More palliative than addressing the root cause.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just like symptom, medication, manage it, and that's it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it is really interesting because there's this, you know, trend in Western psychiatry to increasingly call things psychiatric disorders that are kind of just normal emotions. And there's been a lot of books written about this subject. But, you know, we are allowed to feel like anxious or depressed or have a low mood or, you know, less focused or what have you. And there doesn't necessarily need to be a label applied to it. And those labels can sometimes have really horrible stigmas. And, you know, also doctors often will kind of overprescribe things with negative side effects like SSRIs. And often you're on it and you're kind of just on it forever. And, you know, there's also been in the past couple of years, a lot of new studies showing that SSRIs aren't any better than placebo. And that actually, like, you know, we've kind of, I don't want to say we're not duped into thinking, but a lot of us have thought that the root cause of depression, for example, is like a chemical imbalance, but that's actually not the case. And it's only a small minority of cases of depression that are caused by a chemical imbalance. And actually, like, there's so many different complex, you know, contributions that can create a depressed state that kind of oversimplifying it is not really a great way to approach depression or any sort of mental disorder. So it's a bit different in TCM because psychiatry, or like, you know, mind and body, I guess is a better way to say it, they aren't really split up the way that it tends to be in Western medicine. So if you have a variety of issues, for example, depression might fall into, you know, liver qi stagnation, which I've mentioned before. But then other symptoms of that might also include like menstrual cramps or like poor digestion. It kind of all fits into this one pattern, and that encompasses both mental and physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. So you might be on a formula that treats like constipation as well as depression. Mm. And you might see, you know, improvements in both. For the most part, you know, Western pharmaceuticals, they tend to be highly specific, and they tend to have like, you know, one general mechanism of action or one active ingredient. Whereas TCM, and I think this is kind of a new concept for a lot of people, but for the most part, TCM always approaches treatment in terms of herbal formulas with complex synergistic herbal components. Mm-hmm. So instead of just one herb or one ingredient, there's usually many, many ingredients. And that's, I think, something that people are like have a hard time grasping, mm-hmm. or like understanding the reason for that, or like why that is better in some ways. But there's a lot of different reasons for that. I mean, I'm happy to go more into detail.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, what are some of those?
Yeah, so basically, formula design is like something really unique to TCM. And the way that these herbal formulas are constructed, they basically try to anticipate future side effects and then address those side effects within the formula. And they also will try and target multiple causes of disease. So one really simple example is like, okay, so this herbal drink, which is a really well-known medicinal tonic, it's usually ginger, red date, or jujube, and sometimes there's goji added in, or like medicinal black sugar, which is a type of sugar that's unprocessed, that's pretty commonly used in Chinese cuisine. So at the core of that, it's just ginger and jujube. And ginger promotes circulation, it's really warming. But at the risk of, how should I say this? If something is warming, then it also can induce excess sweating. So it raises ginger, as you know, raises like basal body temperature. And in response to that, they always pair ginger with jujube in this formula. So jujube is a superfood fruit. It's high in antioxidants and it's high in electrolytes. So the pairing of ginger with jujube is that, you know, one of these herbal components will make you warm and sweat and promote circulation. Then the other one will kind of counteract that and balance it out by, you know, adding additional electrolytes so that you're not depleting all these resources. Mm-hmm. So every formula kind of attempts to do that in different ways. And there's like different names for, you know, there's like the emperor and the soldier and the assistant. And there's like all these names for what each herbal component is in TCM formula architecture. But essentially, they're kind of playing like 3D chess. So they project out possible outcomes, and then they try to, you know, in advance, absolve any like potential side effects.
Which seems way more efficient than going on one medication and then going on another medication to deal with the side effects of that medication and then so on and so forth. And that's how people end up, you know, even more sick than they were to begin with.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I've had that so many times with, you know, like really simple Western drug prescriptions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at one point I had a lot of stress and my hair was falling out. I went to a dermatologist and then she prescribed like minoxidil for me. Mm-hmm. And I broke out in like the worst rash ever. Half my face was red. And she was like, oh, that's steroids. Really common. Yeah, we're just going to give you like this prescription grade steroid. Mm-hmm. And then I had like even worse side effects from the steroids. And you're kind of like in this endless cycle.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So it definitely seems more efficient. And I think overall, the main benefit of that is that, you know, there just aren't really side effects for a lot of well-balanced TCM formulas. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's something that's really surprising to people.
Mm-hmm. Let's also talk a little bit about, I'm not talking about you two specifically, but, you know, my audience, they want to feel good. They want to look good. Let's talk a little bit about anti-aging.
Hmm.
What are some anti-aging hacks, Chinese medicine hacks?
Yeah, there are so many. A lot of it, I guess, would more fall into the food category. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of like beauty recipes in Chinese medicinal cuisine. One which has gotten a lot of attention in the cosmetics industry is snow fungus. It's also called tremella mushroom or silver-eared mushroom. So it is this kind of crazy looking mushroom. It's like the size of your face, and you soak it in water, and it actually soaks up water or hydrates better than hyaluronic acid, according to some studies, and it can hold over 10 times its weight in water.
And this is something that you ingest.
Yeah, and it's actually really delicious. It's this jelly-like texture, and you know, it just looks a little bit crazy because it looks like something resembling like a jellyfish or yeah, I guess jellyfish would be the closest thing. But it's really popular as a dessert soup. So people will have it with, you know, like lotus seeds or goji berries. They'll like put it into an overnight slow cooker, for example. That's usually how I eat it. And it's super hydrating. It's really rich in collagen. And it was known as one of the secret skincare hacks of one of the most well-known beauties of ancient China, Yang Guifei. So her skin was said to be like so glowing and enchanting that the emperor basically gave up his whole kingdom for her.
Wow.
He was so distracted by her beauty. So
well, your skin is glowing and enchanting. I'm sitting 3 feet away from you and I'm like, if you're doing this, I'm gonna run out and get that.
Yeah, I've been also eating a lot of bird's nest, which is another pretty popular.
I think I've seen you post about
that. Another pretty popular TCM ingredient for skin beauty. I mean, I think people might be a little bit more wary or like grossed out by that because it uses the salivary secretions of a type of swiftlet from Southeast Asia.
That's a bird?
Yeah, it's it's like an Indonesian swiftlet. And basically to make their nests, they like secrete saliva and then it hardens and dries. And
I'm down with that.
Yeah, it forms these like little jelly-like strands. And there are some bad players, so you have to kind of choose, you know, your suppliers wisely. But ideally choose ones that only harvest from abandoned nests. But the edible bird's nests have really high epidermal growth factor. And, you know, they improve skin quality. They help healing. They're also used for recovery from illness. It's like illness convalescence. Just something that's like so baked into like Chinese cuisine. A lot of these kind of beauty recipes or beauty tonics, that it's just a normal part of like the food that people eat.
It's not like a special add-on that people
not
are
necessarily,
doing. It's just the
lifestyle. It's not even really considered medicinal in some, some ways. But like a lot of, you know, higher-end restaurants will serve just bird's nest soup and anyone can have it and men will have it. And yeah, like snow fungus is something that people also eat for like post-illness convalescence, or they'll just eat every day because it's delicious. But yeah, goji berry would be another good one. That's also good for like brightening the eyes.
I need that.
Your eyes are so bright.
Oh my God. We'll talk after.
And obviously like bone broths are really popular in Asian cuisine. And, you know, we all know that that's super rich in collagen. There are a lot of, you know, like medicinal dishes that you can take for beauty. And also, you know, what I found really interesting recently, just from my own observations, is that a lot of the most cutting edge treatments in beauty or like anti-aging are directly from TCM. So I don't know if you've heard of something called volufiline.
I
feel like it's been, am I pronouncing it right? It's this new topical, I think it's an ointment, but I've seen a lot of dermatologists talking about it, and it increases fat where it's applied like significantly. So a lot of people are using it for like under eye area, other areas as well.
Maybe I have heard something about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know the name, but I think I heard
socials.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is an extract of, it's just an extract of, you know, a single TCM herb. And another one called, I think it's called TA83. It comes in a topical as well as a capsule form, I believe. But that is, you know, proven to lengthen telomeres, which, you know, has to do with aging. And that is just a extract of astragalus, which is a super common TCM herb. So
I feel like astragalus is finally having its moment in Western medicine. Not even medicine, but in the Western you know, wellness zeitgeist,
and
I guess.
There's so many of those. And the more you hear about like superfoods, you kind of realize they're all just from like traditional medicine. And like so many breakthroughs are directly just, you know, people kind of finding out what worked traditionally and then like extracting it and compounding it.
Well, your social channels are amazing for, you know, short video content, educating us on different ingredients and supplements and things like that. And before we recorded this, I had people send in questions. And for anybody who sent in a question and we didn't talk about it today, pretty much every single question that I saw come in, you have a video pertaining to that. So people should just go there. But also your website is just a wealth of all of this stuff. And it's really easy to navigate. And like I said, there are studies that you can look at, you know, supporting what each thing does. And I wish we had more time. We're going to have to do part two. We can do it in New York. But thank you so much for coming. This was amazing. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah. So on Instagram, it's The Eastern Philosophy. On TikTok, it's just Eastern Philosophy. Sorry, that's confusing. And the website is theeasternphilosophy.com.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. You can go to ariellaurie.com. And I'm always posting about each episode over on my personal page at ariellaurie.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.